Shadowcast, Flash Episode Number 2, An Absence of Light, by Judith Quimps. Judith Quimps lives in rural eastern Oregon and is an active member of the Internet Writers Workshop. Her work has appeared in Camrock Press Review, Flash Fire 500, 50-1, Drunken Lonely Men, and T-Zero. Find out more about her by checking out our authors page at www.shadowpress.wordpress.com. And now, I proudly present to you An Absence of Light by Judith Quimps. An Absence of Light by Judith Quimps. Tell me about dances, Joey. If I went, would anyone ask me, do you think? All the boys will ask you, Seashell. The line will go out the door and into the parking lot. She giggles. Can I wear a white dress, Joey? Like Cinderella's? Of course. A white dress sprinkled with silver sequins. Everyone will say you look like an angel. But will they let me go, Joey? If I'm really good? If I do everything they say? She shudders. Do you think they'll let me? Yes, I'll make them. I promise. Now, go to sleep. Will you stay until I do? Don't I always? The lump in his throat is bigger than his beating heart. Now close your eyes, Seashell. She gives a little sigh and closes her eyes. Sleep comes quickly. He hated using the pills. Their father always gave them pills. But he can't risk her waking. He takes the gun from under his mattress, the gun he took from his father's closet, and tiptoes to the door. He steals himself by imagining Shelley in a long white dress, flowers woven through her hair, and a nice boy, someone a little shy, taking her hand gently and leading her to the dance floor. Her face is shining. Her eyes are stars. Gun pressed against his side, he hugs the wall until he reaches their parents' room, presses his ear to the door, and hears the creak of bed springs. Don't think. Joey bursts through the door. His naked father sits on the edge of the bed. His eyes widen. Three shots, a sound like thunder rolling off the walls. Bright crimson flowers bloom against his father's hairy chest. He grabs the bed as he topples to the floor, uncovering an ashen-faced woman with curlers in her hair. Fear explodes in his mother's eyes. Joey closes his, thinks of Shelley, the fear in hers when the gun bucks in his hand. The worst is over. Joey hurries to another room. He unplugs the computer, smashes the monitor, the lights, and deletes every picture from his father's digital camera. He knows those pictures will circulate forever, but he needs to do this. Has wanted to do it for so long. Adrenaline shock is setting in. He's losing focus, wants nothing more than to curl up against Shelley and lose himself in sleep. With effort, he picks up the phone, dials a number, repeats his message twice, and hangs up. He staggers back to Shelley, still deep in drugged sleep. In a perfect world, she'd be dreaming of prom dates and slumber parties. Their world is not perfect. It's a world peopled by freaks. He strokes her white blonde hair. Once he hoped they might find their way to a kinder place. Hope died a week ago when his teacher, Mr. Richards, asked him to stay after class. Joey had seen the teacher with his family before, had envied the two toddlers clinging to his side. If only he and Shelley had been born to someone like him, he thought then. He doesn't think that way now.
I saw you on the internet last night, Joey, Mr. Richards said, placing his hand on Joey's shoulder. You and your sister. I had no idea.
The hope that surged in Joey's chest made him dizzy. At last, someone with the power to rescue them from their long nightmare. But as the hand tightened, the truth sent Joey's heart plummeting. No one gets to that site by accident. Not without a password. Mr. Richards was one of them.
Your sister's lovely, the man whispered. Maybe I could see her in person some evening. I can pay.
Fighting tears, Joey had broken from the man's grasp and run from the room. There was no hope. Not for him, anyway. But for Shelley? The thing he fears most of all? He might become one of the monsters. He can't let that happen. He won't. He lifts the gun. The Star-Herald, October 15, 2009. Responding to a 911 call, police today discovered three victims in what appears to be a murder-suicide. A fourth person, reputed to be a young girl, was discovered alive but unconscious and is being treated at a local hospital. No other information was available at press time. In other news, residents of this small community were shocked when John Richards, a popular science teacher at Warren High School, was taken into custody after police, acting on an anonymous tip, obtained a warrant to search his home and found numerous items related to child pornography. The Star-Herald news staff will continue to follow both stories closely. This episode was produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative 3.0 United States license. Our music today was by Christopher Carlson. You can find out more about Christopher Carlson on our website at www.shadowpress.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening. Stay well.